T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have Saint Nick as the quarterback now in Philadelphia. Jolly old Saint Nick. Little Saint Nick. So we're getting in the Christmas spirit, Ike. And I have some Robbins gift certificates today. How about we do $100 gift certificates today? Sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
You in a good giving mood?
Giving mood, man. It is the holiday season, brother.
By the way, Christmas is next week. Like, this is sneaking up on me pretty quickly.
Well, 2 weeks.
No. Well, is it a Monday?
Yeah,
I guess it's
a Monday.
Yeah, but that's so I'm moving next week, believe it or not. I'm moving 3 days before 4 days before Christmas.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's a lot of fun, let me tell you. But so like I'm already looking at next week being like, "Oh my God, I got a week left until I move and I've done enough stuff packed and then it's right after that's Christmas." But so if you're still looking, maybe your honey, you want to get her something special. So we have these gift cards right here. Here's how we're going to do it. I have a handful of them. If you really bring it, I'm not saying you call in, and Ike's going to be the judge right here. Ike's going to give the yes or the no. It's not going to be for a lot of callers, but handfuls of callers. If you really, really bring it with a good call, could be funny, could be great points. It could be so bad it's good. I don't know. We'll know it when we hear it, Ike.
Yeah.
You're going to give the wave, and you're going to get a $100 gift card to Robbins Delaware Diamonds with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and absolutely no sales tax. That's against the 8% tax in Philly. Get more info, robbinsdiamonds.com. So we got that going on. All right, Ben, can we hear the one RG3, the first RG3 cut? Then we're going to get to it in case there's some people that are kind of climbing in here right now. RG3 on ESPN's First Take today, Ike, more or less is lobbying to be signed by the Eagles as their backup quarterback.
Call me.
He said it. Here it is.
I think the guys in the locker room believe they can still do it.
Well, so
you know, I sat here and I watched you, banging the hammer for Colin Kaepernick to go there yesterday.
That's right.
Right? I think you should be banging the hammer for me to go there. If you want to talk about a guy that can do the similar things that Carson can do, why not?
Why not? RG3 for you and me in Philadelphia. I already hashtagged that. I'm such a loser.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rob. Rob's in Colorado.
I see that hashtag out there.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Rob?
Guys?
We're great.
Yeah, doing great out here. There's a great fan base in Colorado Springs. They hang out at a place called The Boulevard, and it's awesome. But
cool.
I have a question. Am I allowed to criticize Dougie P in this unbelievable run?
Sure you are.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because it seems like he used Wentz on the goal line 2 weeks in a row, and both times it ended in disaster. We should be using LeGarrette Blount. That's why we picked him up, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to let Ike take this
one. I mean, well, you do know both of those were Carson's decisions to run the ball. Those weren't necessarily called runs for Carson Wentz by Doug. Those were Carson's decision. In the case in Seattle, you know, he chooses to either leave the ball in the belly of the running back or pull it out himself and run it, which he tried to do, and he got stripped at the goal line. And Sunday's play was a pass play that he saw a opening, and he did what most football players do, which is let his instincts take over, and he tried to score and would have scored had it not been for a holding call on Lane Johnson. So, I mean, both of those plays are football plays that is what makes Carson Wentz the special player that he is. I mean, I guarantee you when Nick Foles is standing back there this week and he winds up on his butt a time or two, we're going to wish he was a quarterback that could run outside the pocket and get away from pressure.
Yeah. Right. Now, I hear you, but I hope it's a lesson because I think maybe he needs to be more conservative with our prize, player.
But he was supposed to, Robbie, he was trying to throw it, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, he just broke the franchise record for touchdowns. A lot of that has to do with the fact that the NFL, you throw the ball a lot, even inside the 5 or the 10 yard line.
Yeah.
So, Carson needs to do a better job if he continues to get hurt to say, like, hey, listen, maybe you should stop doing that.
And I thought he had done a better job this year of it.
He's protected himself pretty well as a player.
Yeah. So, it's one of those. It was a freak play, man. That's what it was. It was a freakish play.
Yep.
It was unfortunate, really, is what it was, man. It's just bad luck.
The Carolina, where he tried to run the guys over in Carolina, right. That wasn't a smart play.
No. He didn't get a shoulder separated or a collarbone broken. Like, that I would blame Carson for.
Yes. Yeah. That was reckless. He was just trying to dive in the end zone. Yeah. He was trying to get away from contact.
I didn't even see that as a reckless play.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that wasn't a reckless play.
It was a freak play.
Yeah.
Like, he tore his ACL. I still don't know how he tore his ACL. You can't really see from the camera angle.
Yep.
Let's go to DJ, West Philly. DJ, you're on with Marks and Reese.
How you doing today?
What's up, man?
DJ?
I got a question for you guys. I've been listening quite a while now. First time caller.
Appreciate it.
There's a quarterback out there that had playoff experience, made it all the way to the AFC Championship, and he's got the Eagles playbook. He was in here for preseason. What do you think about Tim Tebow?
Oh, no.
Tim Tebow?
No.
When did Tim Tebow make it to the AFC Championship?
He won a playoff game.
Well, he did win that. That was the divisional round he made it to. That wasn't the AFC Championship game. But I get the point. He still won a playoff game, and he deserves credit for that. But no on Tebow. Tebow can't throw the ball.
Well, why did Dougie bring him in here for the look at him then?
That was Chip.
Okay, I'm a little off there.
It's only a year. Sorry. I mean, we had a lot of quarterbacks here over the last year or so. So, you know.
So you don't like nothing about Tim? Okay.
No, I think Tim's a baseball player, man. He's going to be up in the majors next year at some point for the Mets.
I wouldn't count on that, by the way.
But that's where his heart is at.
His heart's at playing a professional sport. Like, I give the dude all the credit in the world. To go down to...
No, he knows he's not a quarterback anymore.
Well, he didn't want the CFL. He didn't want to... he knows he's not a quarterback anymore because he can't get a shot in the NFL.
Right.
But hey, Ike, if you're worried about beating the Steelers in the Super Bowl and you go, I don't know if they can do that with Foles, Tim Tebow beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. Only difference is he won't be playing in Mile High Stadium.
What was the score of that game, by the way?
To overtime. It was a 6-point game in overtime.
It was a low scoring game, right? Because he didn't do much during
He threw for 300 yards in that game.
Did he?
He did.
Oh, that's right. He threw for 316, which has all the Tebow truthers out there saying.
Because they played every single guy in the box because they're like, oh, he can't throw. And then he just threw it over the middle every time and they got a touchdown like, on every play.
Yeah, I can't tell you I thought we were going to talk to a Tebow truther, but we did. And you know what?
And I liked Tim Tebow. No.
I kind of missed it.
Yeah.
I did. I kind of missed it. It's been a while since I've talked to a Tebow truth.
Now, I'm locked in on RG3 right now.
Nate Sudfeld Nate Sudfeld or Tim Tebow?
Nate Sudfeld. give me Nate.
I almost want to take the other side just to...
No, give me Nate. Give me Nate on that.
Go to Jim in Malvern. What's up, Jimmy boy?
What's going on? Tim Tebow? that's the worst quarterback other than... Napoleon Dynamite on the Eagles.
You trying to hate on Nick Foles, huh?
Nah, don't let that 27-2 year fool you. He's garbage, man.
What about the 6-2? What about the 6-2 record the following year, before he was injured?
I'm sorry, man. He looks like Peyton Manning at 40 years old with that lob pass. He's garbage, man. I already know what's going to happen, but I'm just scared of how I'm going to react to it. Because last week, I felt like you guys see that video of that fan crying in his car.
Was it you?
No. It was viral, but like
I saw.
I agree with him. That was the worst feeling since losing that Super Bowl. It's awful. That's why we gotta have RG3.
Ah, you want to go RG3?
Oh yeah.
It sounds like you want him starting over Foles, though.
Yeah, it sounds like you want him to be the starter.
Oh, I know, absolutely. RG3. Besides Vince Young's rookie year, he had the best rookie year I ever seen from a quarterback. He's amazing. I don't care.
But hold on a second. You just said Nick Foles is 27-2 didn't count, but RG3 had a spectacular year, but that counts. But that counts, but Foles doesn't?
Well, I just look at him with the eye test, though, in terms of talent.
I'm looking at him with the eye test, and Nick Foles looks like a better quarterback.
No.
He's in the league, Jim.
Yeah, he does look like a better quarterback.
Do you guys seriously think he's going to take us to the promised land?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they have a chance.
Believe,
Jim. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, he's messing with his radio. He wants to hear himself talk.
Believe. What was it? Foles steam ahead?
Foles steam ahead, brother.
That's our official hashtag.
Of course I believe we can win it with Nick Foles. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I mean, win the NFC is what I'm saying.
Let's just worry about that.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about right now.
Let's just worry about that right now.
Because if they win the NFC, it doesn't matter what I really believe deep in my heart. I'm going to be hoping the Eagles win, so that's not going
to
matter.
Yeah, you hush up. We don't need to worry about the Super Bowl right now.
Well, I know. I feel you. But I'm just saying, we get the number one seed. That's what we're shooting for.
Damn, yeah, absolutely.
We're not shooting to get to the NFC Championship game, John.
Absolutely not.
No, we're shooting for the Super Bowl.
Win it.
Yes. Well, let's get there to win the NFC.
Win it. Just give me a win over the Giants, and I'm going to be telling you why Foles can beat the Patriots.
The Patriots.
I can't wait.
I'm with it. Well, here's the thing, though. I think Sunday's game will go a long way in turning people's sort of perception of what they think Nick can do around.
People will overreact the other way.
Yeah. If he goes out there, throws a couple picks, looks slow, running the offense. Oh, yeah. People will just throw the cards up and it's over.
The best talk show scenario from our standpoint is the Eagles win, but Nick struggles.
Yeah.
Right?
And then everybody will want RG3 Monday. Everybody will want RG3 Monday.
I can't wait to see what people are going to say on the poll about RG3. Let's get to, who do we have here? Pondosa?
Pondosa?
Ponderosa? Ponderosa? I love Ponderosa.
No, but it's Pondosa, man. Hold the rest of that.
What's up, brother?
What's going on with y'all, man? How y'all doing today?
We're making it through.
Oh, I'm making it through with you then. Hey, listen. All right, so check this out, man.
Yeah.
You know, this morning I was listening to Angelo, man, and Hollis went in on this dude, right? Because he was just talking trash about the Eagles, man. Like, you got to calm down a little bit and let Nick Foles go through due process. You know, Nick Foles got a few incentives in front of him, you know.
Yeah.
In the first round. Green. Bye.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you got the whole field advantage. So I think that's his motivation. Everybody else saying, oh, he can't do this, he can't do that. But this guy is coming into an 11-2, taking the helm from 11-2 team. And look at all the attrition we suffered this year. Man, right now, the mantra is overcoming for this team. So give Nick Foles his just due. Let him go, you know, beat the Giants up. Then, you know, Christmas, give us a Christmas present by winning, you know, the home field advantage.
Yep.
We'll take that.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. Here's a question for you. With all this attrition we're seeing, and most importantly, Carson Wentz, do you think he'd draft a quarterback in the draft next year?
No, I don't think so, Pondosa. I think they like Nate Sudfeld enough that they're going to continue to develop him.
And they just traded some of their draft picks away, too.
Like, Nick is not the long-term solution at backup, and I'm pretty sure, listen, this is a great opportunity for Nick to increase his value out there, and maybe someone trades for Nick Foles. Maybe they flip Nick this offseason. If Nick has a good stretch here and say he does get this team to the Super Bowl, you think there wouldn't be a team out there interested in bringing him in as the starter, and he can sort of restart his career?
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sure Nick doesn't – he hasn't necessarily settled on just being a backup the rest of his career.
Not yet.
You know, he's still young.
Yeah.
You know, Nick Foles is – we talk about RG3 being 27. I think Nick Foles is 27.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. There's a team out there, and albeit Nick's not going to be going to a great spot.
Hey, Washington may need a team quarterback next year if Kirk Cousins leaves.
There might be a team that wants, like, hey, we have a young quarterback, but he's not ready to go. Nick Foles is the perfect guy.
Yeah.
And then from there, who knows?
Yes.
If you have success, that the younger guy never gets on the field. Yeah, you're right. I mean, and it's a big spot for
That's
Nick.
That's how
it really
players
is.
Think. So yep. Nick is going to try to take advantage of this opportunity. He's going to be on the biggest stage in important moments. If he plays well, he increases his value out there. That's another incentive for him to play well.
I agree. Nick in Collinsville. What's up, Nicky?
Gentlemen, how we doing, guys?
Awesome, Nick. What's up?
I got a quick Eagles and a quick Sixer, if I can. But, yep. Johnny, isn't this your third move in, like, 5 years?
No. I've lived in my house in five. No, I've lived in Collinsville for 5 years. So I lived
there. Lived in Collegeville, but I thought you had at least two moves in
Collegeville. No. I lived in the same house. I'm just moving up the street to Collegeville, actually, so I'm not going far.
All right, look, here's my thing about the – oh, by the way, ask Garoppolo how he believed he was going to start for the New England, like 2 years ago in Kansas City, like crushed them, and they were calling for Brady to retire. So, you know, when you're a backup till, you know, something crazy happens. But here's my quick Eagle and Sixer. I'm done. I'm done until Sunday. I'm done with callers' point of view. I'm done with possibilities. I'm done with host. I'm done with Merrill. I'm done with everybody on the radio because, like you said, Ike, yesterday, until Nikki Six takes a snap and drops back and starts showing us something or showing us something really bad,
right?
We don't know where the Eagles can head or where the Eagles are going to get off the turnpike right away and call it a season. So until Sunday at – it's a 1 o'clock game, I think. Until Sunday at 4:30, I won't really know what to think. You know, I don't.
That's a good approach, Nick, but don't be down with the radio and the host.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm on the phone with you, right?
yeah, really.
Here's my Sixer thing.
Yeah.
Can I get Brett Brown to start calling some serious plays for Ben? Like, the guy's been average. Like, his numbers are like 2 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds for the last 2 weeks. Like, Brett, I haven't called for his firing in a while since, like, you know, the first 2 seasons. But now it's like Ben's game the first 2 to 3 weeks were exceptional. And now, like, he barely gets on a scorecard.
Well,
and that's Brett Brown's fault.
I mean, not really,
Nick.
I gotta roll.
That's what happened. And thanks for the call, brother. Not a bad way to sort of handle the whole talk with Nick Foles. Some people are going to just wait till Sunday to see what Nick does. But, you know, with Ben Simmons, what you saw early in the season is people not know how to necessarily defend him. And he can just use his sheer athleticism to overpower people and get to the basket. What you're seeing now is a little more video on him, so people are defending him a little different, and they want to make him uncomfortable and not let him get to his sweet spots on the court. And so, you know, Brett Brown can draw up all the plays he wants to, but if you can't execute the play, it doesn't matter.
He just seemed out of it last night. I can't blame Brett Brown. He missed a couple of early shots, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to draw plays for Ben Simmons because he can't shoot. Usually when you're drawing up plays, it's to get a guy an open shot.
When they put Jimmy Butler on you, you better have an arsenal to get buckets against Jimmy Butler.
All right, before we totally overreact.
You can't be just go to the basket and shoot a layup.
He had 27 points, 10 assists. And
against Cleveland, right?
Against New Orleans on Sunday.
He
had 14 points against Cleveland. He had 12 against the Lakers. He had 20 against
he's exaggerating a little.
Yeah, let's not say the demise is here with Ben.
Yeah.
But Ike, to your point, that the league has already adjusted, and he needs to.
Yeah, now
he's got to adjust. And
yeah,
it's hard to adjust when you don't have a jump shot.
Yeah.
So Brett Brown maybe has to figure some stuff out too, but I can't blame him for
that. I tell you what, one thing you do notice with him the last couple of games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.